The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
This is Ethan with the Gamer's Haven Podcast, here with another snippet review. I managed to sit down and play two games I've actually played before, one being Last Night on Earth from Flying Frog Games, and the other is A Touch of Evil, also from Flying Frog Games. I'm actually a big fan of both of these games. I just wanted to talk a bit about them. Last Night on Earth is a zombie game, sort of set in the style of all the zombie movies you've ever seen. So I had been on the lookout for a good zombie game ever since the Maul, M-A-U-L, of America from Jolly Roger Games came out, and played that one up until I managed to get my hands on a copy of Zombies from Twilight Creations, and that was sort of the game I tolerated until Last Night on Earth came out. Well, Last Night on Earth is a game where you have several different scenarios that you randomly draw, and then you have different heroes that you get to play. The game is set up so it's from 2 to 6 players, and the way the game runs is you always have a zombie master, either one or two players being the zombie team, and the remaining players either taking control of one or two heroes apiece. There's always 4 heroes in play. There's always a number of zombies sort of wandering around depending on the scenario that you do. But there are various scenarios, sort of like, defend the manor house. You can go and take on the revenge of the zombies or fight the infected, that sort of thing. And depending on what characters you're playing, you have, Jenny the farm girl, Billy the sheriff's son, that sort of thing. And they're all sort of archetypes from various movies. I managed to play the game, and I have the Growing Hunger expansion, which adds new characters and some new cards and some new boards, that sort of thing. So it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it for people who want a sort of a quick throwdown game that's just entertaining. The best thing about it is every time I've played it, whether I've been on the zombie side or the hero side, I've always had fun, and it's always been a very sort of tight game in that it comes down to the last couple rounds of the game where you're not really sure who wins. It's who's going to win, the zombies or the heroes, and it could be very climactic. Sometimes it can be very much a lopsided. You have the zombies going to be the obvious victors, but if the roles are with the players, the roles are with the heroes, then it can happen like that. So it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. It's again from Flying Frog Games. Now last year they put out a new game called A Touch of Evil, which is very much into a different vein than Last Night on Earth. Now, A Touch of Evil is an investigation game. The best way to describe it is sort of Arkham Horror Light. It's an Arkham Horror you could sit down and play in about 90 minutes to 2 hours, 2.5 hours, rather than 4 hours that the Arkham Horror is. There's not nearly as many decks. They're close, but not nearly many decks as Arkham Horror has. You can play the game in 2 different modes. You can play it as a competitive game where everyone is trying to figure out where the monster is and they want to be the first to kill the monster. Or you can play it as a cooperative game, in which case the game sort of does its own thing, and the villain is a lot stronger in that version. Just as in Last Night on Earth, it has instead of scenarios, it has different villains that you go up against. There's the Spectral Horseman, the vampire, the werewolf, the dryad, that sort of thing. That's one of the ones you can get for free off their website. And what you do is Once you determine who the villain is, that determines what minions are available, that sort of thing. And at the end of every hero round, the mystery phase goes off where the villain does something, and it could be something as easy as some investigation shows up on the board you can go collect, or it could be something as bad as the villain actually will show up in a random location and do something not fun, not and very, very nasty. The best thing really I enjoy about the game is I've only played it in the co-op version, and I really enjoy the co-op version because you have it's nice in that you are playing a game against, you're playing against the game, you're playing not against other players, but you're all trying to take down the villain. It's sort of a nice way to look at things, and you're not wondering, oh, is this player on the other side of the table, is he a traitor, is he anything like that. So a lot of fun, another good game. Highly recommend A Touch of Evil from Flying Frog Games. It sort of is, real quick, the setting is a Sleepy Hollow-esque community. So it's sort of set in that vein where you have investigators and you're going around trying to find and gather more investigation tokens, which act like money in the town. And you go investigate different locations to find out information and to gain extra cards through events and through various cards. There's like the Old Woods, the Manor House, the Windmill, and that sort of thing. So I highly recommend it. It's a good game. Definitely check it out. And that's it for this snippet.
Zatic Attack. We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersaddict.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamers Haven podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com.